Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, a programming note there for you. Unwrapped tickets as low as $55 right now.
Yes.
Lineup details and all that. You'll want to join us on Friday night, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett at KISW.com. Buy a ticket. Get in there.
Get
in. It's going to be a hell of a show. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the men's room.
They're all about the bacon stuff on the chat.
Umquat.
Gotcha.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Delicious fruit, yes.
I found a black peppered bacon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lube?
Yep.
All right.
Savory flavored
By
lubes
the way,
do exist.
Mint sucks.
Thank you, wow. Jennifer.
Okay, so Jennifer, you and I
stand mint. Mint is
Say we're about to get it on. We have a choice of two lubes. We have the mint you don't like or the black peppered bacon that Ted just found.
We're going raw dog.
Oh, okay.
All right. At the commercial break, I want to tell you the name of this lube.
Okay.
But I do like cinnamon, and I would say this. If any man ever compared or said my down yonder tasted anything that sounded pork, roast beef, chicken, anything that belonged on a buffet, we're breaking up. Right.
Okay, I'll save it to later.
How about Guy Fieri's donkey sauce?
He better pound it that way.
Donkey sauce.
So how many jobs have you had?
I've had about 53 and counting. You guys have added some of it on there since I've been counting, since I've been on hold, and it's not that I'm deranged or I can't hold down a job. I just,
You space out and forget what your job is?
That was a bad
time. I can say I've been holding the same down job now for about 15 years. So at least I'm steady there. And I am a federal employee who's been told to report to work with delay pay. So they're going to owe me eventually.
Do you get what's owed to you?
What about your bills right now?
Nothing. So right now I'm in the corner rocking myself with my whoopee with a bottle of wine. I did have to borrow from my TSP because I do know that probably this is the first time. I've been furloughed 5 times. This is the first time where I'm not going. They're being stubborn, and I am coming to reality because my LES said zero all the way down.
Well, LES?
What is the LES?
LES is your leave statement. And on my leave statement, I love this. This is where I get to be funny. So they also put me on LWOP, which means it's leave without pay. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys. I'm not on leave. I'm reporting to work without pay.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I'm reporting to work, and I'm without pay.
What do you do with the federal government?
So I am actually called essential. So this is what's awesome about what I do, and this is why it's my favorite job. So I am the person that if you are going to apply for a federal job, I'm the one that you have to get by. So I do the job announcements.
All right.
vet the people if they're legally can apply for a federal position, like if you're a veteran, spouse, blah, blah, blah. And if you're qualified to be in that position, and what I hire for is for the medical portion of the job. So not only do I get to help hire people when we're not on furlough or federal freezing, I'm hiring people who are going to help save our service members' lives and their families.
Awesome. Well, God forbid they pay you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part about it is we are technically essential workers.
And think about that.
Think about that.
We are. When you guys are doing your men's room red, I make sure that I buy that because I know people
that
are affected by that.
It's not the men's room red anymore.
Yeah. All those people actually lost their jobs, too.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it is. I go through this every administration. It happens. It's not just one particular group of people. I've been furloughed through Obama. I've been furloughed through Trump. I've been furloughed.
Furloughed.
Sounds like the Johnny Cash. I've been furloughed all the time. So
you have to have a sense of humor during these things. Eventually, I am going to get paid, and then I can pay back my TST. I'm really hoping that my coworkers who are not essential, and I hope they don't get laid off because I find them essential. I need them.
How it should be.
I can relate to that.
If I look at any coworker, in my mind, I think you should be essential. Mm. I don't know that they are, but I always think. Because anytime I hear, like when there's a weather thing, like, hey, only essential personnel. And I was saying, if you are not on that call, then be glad you have a job.
Yeah.
I think considering if you're not essential, then why are they paying you?
It was more like COVID information, that kind of crap lately.
Because we had information that you didn't hear.
Yeah, like
we got it from the same place.
We're doctors.
Yeah.
Remember what you heard on the news this morning? Yeah, that's what we heard, and we're going to tell you again.
We're going to tell you the same thing.
We're going to tell you exactly what
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Told us. Yeah.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hola.
For the loop thing, you have to go to for Arby's because they have the beef.
There you go.
Arby's sauce is pretty good, too.
I wouldn't put it past that.
Seasoned
curly fry flavor.
When you have the meat.
Yeah, perfect for roast beef.
Anyway.
So my day job, I teach the blind and visually impaired, but that's not the fun part of the story. I also do a lot of side jobs because I don't teach in the summertime. I check IDs at a bar in Snohomish, and that's always a ton of fun, you know, getting yelled at, getting called all the bad names, maybe getting punched from time to time. And like Ted said earlier, like your bartenders, you get to meet all the cool bartenders, you get to meet all the cool customers, and sometimes those cool customers will fight you, and it's a lot of fun.
What did
the cool customers fight you?
Sometimes.
All right.
Did you say as a bartender or working a door?
I worked the door at a bar. Okay. I was just relaying it back to, you know, you like to see your bartenders and the ones you like.
What percentage of the IDs do you get are fake?
I have yet to find a single fake ID, and I've been there for about a year. There was a guy who tried to sneak in his buddy with his old ID, and I'm like, this is a Hispanic dude in front of me, and this is a white guy on this ID.
Okay.
Try again.
Can you read Braille?
Yes, I can read Braille.
How long did it take for you to learn that?
It took me, well, I took a bunch of classes on it to learn how to read Braille, but I don't teach Braille. I teach cane skills, so how to cross streets, okay, how to ride buses,
oh, gotcha,
how to go grocery shopping.
Can you sign in someone's hand if they are also deaf?
I did have to do that when I was living in Louisiana. There's a big thing called Usher syndrome that's down there, and that causes a lot of deaf and blindness. I'm not very good at it anymore.
Right.
And when I was down there, I had an interpreter who would, I could sign like for fun, like, oh, you know, like casual conversation, but I can't sign like, oh, we're going to have a full blown conversation about important stuff. And I'm like, let's.
It's too fast. Interpreter. People who do ASL, it's too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I took classes forever. Just somebody signed me. I'm like, why did I do that? I didn't catch any of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.